Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Beautiful sounds coming there from Pastor Lunginda Lakiaulebo Hajeso. And before him, it was Judith Sipuma. Oh, give thanks. And this was for a family member. I didn't get your name. I didn't get your name. But your WhatsApp says, love yourself. And the last digits of your, four last digits of your WhatsApp number, 1115. So we played you Judith Sipuma. Oh, give thanks. Because you requested that I play it again. You just came in and it was playing and then you wanted to hear it. And so, yeah, I hope that you've been blessed by that. And the first one was Pastor Benjamin Dube, Yiwolawa. And that's how we came out from our discussion or from our motivation slot, Nobabu Elijah Skosana. Taking also a moment to greet Untombi Nhlapo, saying, amen, yongi late today, tuning in with my family. Hello, family, Agassiz Untombi. Hello, Sisi Ntombi Nhlapo, Ndlovukazi. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. I'm excited in studio. I'm no longer alone. I'm not alone in studio. I am now joined by Ubabu Nelson Munaheng. Silo Nelson Munaheng is in the studio with me today, sharing his testimony with us. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm Ngiyaphila. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you. Hey. It's an honor to be here.
Ufuna ukungishayisa Ubabu Munaheng. Ubabu Munaheng. Ubaba futhi sengizengikubiza ngesitwana. Ubaba Munaheng ufuna ukungishayisa ngosisi bahle. Hayi sengithola ucingo. Sifangile at the door. At the door.
Sorry about that.
Bayangishayisa nina bazalwane. Anazi family la e studio ziyabuya. Are you well, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm glad. And so you are sharing your journey with us. You have written three awesome books. You have written What Influences Your Life. The second one is You Are Created for Greatness, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yes.
You
yes.
have a testimony with these books, nje.
Yeah.
You have a journey with these. What is your testimony to you?
The time I started, before I started even writing, bengisebenza as a security guard in one of the companies in Johannesburg.
Mm.
So I got tired of the routine of waking up, going to work every day and not doing anything with myself, you know.
Mm.
I wanted to become different. As at that time, I was also attending church, but now I wanted to discover my purpose in life.
Yeah.
So that I can do something different with myself.
Because
I didn't want to be a security guard forever. So as I was busy trying to discover, okay, Nkulunkulu, what is it that you have placed in my heart that you want me to do? That's when I got the first message of You Are Created for Greatness.
Sure.
From the message of the life and the challenges that I was facing at that time is when the message came in, I'm created for greatness. I should never doubt myself.
Wow.
I should never look down on myself. That's how the first book was born.
Sure. So you were created for greatness.
It
came from your thirst.
It came from my thirst of wanting to discover
to be
more.
A different.
Yeah.
From.
Yeah.
Okay. Go guti anti nkatele routine. Anti nkatele routine. And so you got tired of the routine and you realized. So what greatness did you find ngawe? Before you could let another person know, which you were created for greatness. Yes, namhlanje ungazithola ukuthi uyi security guard. Yes, namhlanje ungazithola ukuthi mhlamba ufuna umsebenzi futhi awunawo.
Yeah.
Mhlamba ungazithola ukuthi nesikolo ufuna ukuye esikolweni kodwa akuyeke esikolweni. And you want to expand, you want to grow. But izinto azenzeki ngendlela wena ufuna ngakhona, ngalendlela ufisa ngakhona, ngingathi ufuna, ngithi ufisa ngakhona. So the kind of greatness that you found kuwe Munaheng,
yeah.
What was it?
Yo, I discovered the Lord, what is it that God in fact placed it in a man the time he was creating human beings, That's when I discovered as God breathed his breath of life unto men, he gave us a gift of being unique, but form a one puzzle of love.
Okay.
So that moment is the one that changed everything I see in the world and how I see myself and how I look at things in around me and around the people that I'm with. So I discovered Guti, I can be more of who I am, more than what I'm doing. So that's when I started pursuing the gift of God in my life. And I started pursuing what is it that God has told me in the past so that I can be able to reach it, you know, without me struggling now.
Kusho ukuthi kwaqala lapho wabona greatness in you. Uloku lapho.
Ngilibele ngilapho.
Isimo silokusinjalo.
Situation was very bad.
But you could see the greatness in you.
Yeah, because I used to dream. I used to dream myself talking to plenty of people, like 5,000 people.
Yes,
like, there's one I dreamt in, say, in my Peter Stadium. You know, I still pray to Nkulunkulu make that dream come to pass. Because I saw things that I couldn't even think what I'll be doing today. Today I'm going around schools. I'm talking to 5,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm talking to 10,000 people.
Yeah.
So it was a journey where God showed me, okay, what is it that I can be able to do in the near future if only I take his word and do what he told me to do. That's it.
Have you discovered the secret yokuthi indaba uqale lapho as you were going to your greatness?
Yeah, it's because of in life, uNkulunkulu, the way he designed the system, ukuthi we need to grow into things, you know. So God created the system so ukuthi sikhule ezintweni so that you can be able to achieve or to reach where we need to reach. But if you don't grow into things, you'll never reach where you're supposed to reach. So it was my time at that time ukuthi ngikhule emotionally, spiritually, and maturity.
I had to go through that journey
and the process was not easy. So I had to go through everything that I was supposed to go through so that this person that's sitting here today can be born.
So omunye umuntu ukulalele baba mnaheng
namhlanje
uthi yazi ngiyakuzwa yana mbe ngizibuza manje ukuthi why ngizifunani indaba ngila. That's why I'm asking you that question ukuthi is secret yokuthi uqale lapho uqale lapho uzithola uqala lapho. And so it is wonderful to know ukuthi God allows us to grow into things. So you are there la ukhona khona manje, even though isifiso sithini, even though there are more desires of growing to greatness and becoming more of what God says about you, kodwa ke kuqala lapho. There's a purpose for that place.
There's no way you will go to the next level if you're not passing the first one that you're into.
Okay,
you know,
it
goes with growing.
Yeah.
As much as abantu, I like this theological that the smartphone have done. Ukuthi kube nama games. You cannot go to a next level in a game if you didn't finish the first level.
Yeah,
you cannot. Even life is like that. Even in church or even in the things of God, it's like that. You will never grow to the next level if you don't pass to the same level you are into. If you cannot stand the pain and the pressure of the moment, how are you going to be able to stand the pain and the pressure of the next level if you cannot stand the one that you are into now? Because the meantime you pass from this one, that's when you'll be able to stand the one that is coming ahead of you. Because you grow. As much as you grow, there will be things that is challenging your faith in order for it to grow more.
Okay.
And so that the Lord will show you more things of that you need to do. You know, even Paul was a great example. He went through a lot of things as he was busy preaching the gospel, but he never stopped. So we grow to the same level.
Sure. That is like really amazing. So never look down.
Never look down on yourself.
Because all things work together for good. Nah, so let's see. We'll work together for your good.
If I didn't go through what I went through, I don't think I'll be sitting here today.
Yeah,
because whatever I went through, it gave me a room to seek more of God, to understand the principles of God, to look at what is it that mean uNkulunkulu anginikeze yona that I'm capable to do. And with that, I changed my entire life.
Yeah. Now, when mase ubona ukuthi kahle uNkulunkulu ngibizele okukhulu, angipheleli la.
Yeah.
Asipheleli la.
Yes.
Sisaya phambili noJehova.
Yes.
Kukhulu akubekile for mina phambili. And then you're seeing all of that. Were you talking to other people around you ukuthi ngiyala noJehova?
Yeah.
And how was the receiver?
You know what? That taught me a lot.
Yeah.
It taught me ukuthi the vision that God has given me if you discuss it with certain people that are not the same level as you are,
yeah,
they'll never understand it. Instead, they'll bring you down in order than for them to encourage you to go for more.
Mm.
So you don't share your vision with small-minded people, they will kill it.
Ish.
You know? So there's certain people that you need to talk to. Yeah, it will die without even being birthed. And once it's done that, when yourself, you'll suffer for not being responsible of what you're supposed to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what is entailed in the book, You're Created for Greatness? Nyabona kune volume 1, kubuye kube ne volume 2.
Yeah.
And so futhi ngiyazibuza ngithi hey, I volume 1 iyo yaba uqala mhlambe, so ingqondo ithi mhlambe kwalandela what influences your life ngoba izinto ezenzakele ku volume 1.
Yeah, that's how it went.
This it gives birth to volume 2.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
tell
how
us
it
about
went.
What was entailed in those books?
Yeah, volume 1 was the first one that I have written the time I discovered what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Then what influences your life, the things that influences me to be the person who I am at that time. Then I wrote about them. But now, the good part, Uguti, I was using the Bible in order for myself to be guided, you know, so that I don't do errors along the way. Or because of, or send a message to people, told Uguti, I understand it the way they were supposed to receive it.
Okay.
You know, so the message had to work in me first.
Yeah.
Change me.
Okay.
Give me a new vision.
Mm.
Give me a new platform. Mm. Show me things that I'm supposed to get rid of and things that I'm supposed to gain. You know, so the knowledge itself, it changed who I am as perspective, as life, like it's something is born I and how I see myself, how I talk, how I visualize things, how I address myself, how I address other people. So the message had to work in me, work in my speech, work in how I spend money, work in how I discipline
even
myself.
Even in finances.
It worked in everything
yeah.
that I am. So that when volume 2 of You Are Created for Greatness came and was born. Yeah.
Sure. So what message would I get? Say, I'm confused. There are people, Namhlanje Babu Sil, who are confused about who they are.
Yeah.
You found who you are. And you realize each and every one of us has got greatness in them.
Yes.
Nanoma mhlawumbe ngezinye inkathi I won't know it, I won't see it kimi.
Yeah.
Kodwa God sees it.
Yes.
Nanoma mina ngayiboni.
Yes.
Nanoma abanye bangayiboni. Because where you at, abanye bebangayiboni lento uNkulunkulu athi I show you ku. Bona bazibone usilo prakrai ukhuluma ngani uyaphupha lo. You know, people would say horrible and hurtful things and hurting things as well. Kodwa ke, so what is that message le engizoyithola mhlambe ngi confused angazi kahle kahle,
you know,
angisi clear kodwa ngiyayizwa incwadi kuthiwa ithi You were created
for greatness.
Greatness.
You know, God is not the master of confusion. That one you need to get it straight.
Yeah.
If you are confused in your life, you need to understand the information that you have about yourself and about God is not corresponding to what God has said unto your life. You understand? God cannot give you something then make you confused about it. So you need to deal with the information that is there that is negative towards what the Bible says about you.
Mm.
From there, you'll be able to align your vision with the vision of God so that it can work together for your good.
Mm.
If you don't do that, you'll never be able to see the greatness that is within you. Because in order for you to see the greatness that is within you, you need to depend on God.
Right.
You know, you need to depend on His word. You need to have a certain way of seeing yourself. Because uNkulunkulu makakubheka akakuboni ngalendlela wena uzibona ngayo. He sees a man with dominion over everything.
Uyangicabangisa uGideon athi uzifihlile lapha ngaphansi kwesihlahla. Ifike ingelosi ithi you mighty man of valor.
Yeah, you see. So
uthi yena uzifihlile. Uthi I'm the least in my father's house. Uthi nathi ekhaya sibhekelwa phansi.
Yes.
Mara uNkulunkulu makambuka uthi
umbona differently.
Mighty man of valor.
You see.
Hey.
There's a scripture that says in the Bible ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthatha izinto ezidelelekile ashaye lezi ezihlakaniphile.
Yes.
So as long as you haven't changed your mindset, as long as you haven't taken the book of Rome, Guti, renew your mind.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't renewed your mind with the word, certain things you'll never be able to reach. Because once you start seeing yourself as a lesser person, fortunate person, person that cannot do this, cannot do that, cannot do that, then you have limited what God has placed in your life.
Hey, son.
Then that's where the horror comes in.
Uqala kanjani babu Munahing ukuzibona ngeso lika Jehova?
Read the word of God.
Okay.
That's one. First of all, you need to read the word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more of the word of God unto your life. Get to understand. You know what the devil does. Usathana ngakuyekela ufunda iBhayibheli. Akuyekele uthandaze. The devil doesn't care about how much you pray. Doesn't care about how much you read the Bible. The only thing he fights is the understanding of the word of God. If he knows, Guti, you can be able to understand his word, the word of God, he knows he's defeated. He knows he cannot stand you. So, but if you pray, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal more of his word unto you, you'll be able to fight with the devil. But if you don't understand the word, he will just leave you because you'll be confused. Guti, ngiyalifunda iBhayibheli ngiyathandaza, but these things...
Did you find yourself there as well?
I did. There's a time where I doubted everything. There's a time where I doubted, Guti, I'm going to speak to nations.
Kungan. Where did the doubt come from?
I think as even John doubted that Jesus is the one. I think
calling him.
Yeah, I think it's one of the processes that we have to go through.
Yeah.
So that you can be able to understand, Guti, in life or in the life that you have chosen to go to, uNkulunkulu needs you to understand more of him more than yourself. Because once you understand God more than yourself, you'll be able to pass through anything. So, thina sibanale nto ukuthi kuba nezinto esizibonayo, then we'll judge them according to what we have been given. Then it will not correspond.
See, God's word from the fears of the world.
Yes, because of our fears. We're not looking at the word of God because of what God has given unto us to live by it. Then that's where the problem comes in.
Manje, because you had people pulling you down.
Yeah.
People saying, "I poopolil." Panaka. You know, people saying all sorts of things.
Yo, I went to rejection. I went to through pain. I went to being tormented. I went to discouragement. I went through everything that you can think of that is negative. I thank God, good, I went through all those things, because if I didn't go through them, listen what it is, because the time I started writing in a diary, you know. Then ngihamba ngetrain from Johannesburg to Germiston, ngihamba ngetrain every day. So as I was busy telling people, you know what, I'm writing a book. Esther was prosecuted because of the same theory, I'm writing a book. Someone believed in me, and that gave me a courage, you know. There's this lady ngahlangana naye training igama lakhe uNondobiso, just she offered her laptop because I was writing in a diary. She was like, you know what, since you're writing a book, I have a laptop in the house that I'm not using. You can come and pick it up and write your book. That's how everything changed. From there, I grew, you know, having courage now of going forward. Although I was prosecuted for not having cash to publish and stuff like that, but I grew. As I was growing, then the Lord showed me, how can I do these other things without stressing about money, stressing about who's going to buy and how people will see it and how people will judge me. Then uNkulunkulu ngifaka more club, not to listen to the voices outside. You know, he took me back to what I was reading, to what I was writing down. Uguti, how do you see yourself? Do you look at yourself as other people as they look at you, or do you look at yourself as how
God
I see you?
Sees you.
Then my perspective of looking at things changed from there.
Zikwana listen to Ngwati?
Yes, they are there.
In the book called You're Created for Greatness.
Yes, they are there.
Siyabuya. I'd like to talk some more, but God is so awesome. God is so good. Wow. Sure. What a testimony.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0891-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You're at 657 AM, radio caring 24 hours a day.
If he has promised, then he will do it. He's in control. He's El Shaddai, Adonai, King of Kings he is. And we can trust his word. And that's a beautiful one there from Neville D. Itty. God, our God is awesome. We're sitting on 14 minutes just before 4 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I am Swengile Mofokeng, sitting in for Bahle Kanhlapho, Gujula Ezwini. I'm not alone. I am with Ubabu Silo Nelson Munaheng, sharing about his own testimony of where God took him to where he's at. Ubali ngoti ezintathu namhlanje. And he says, I have seen the Lord. And the God who has promised, he really came through for me. The very God who has promised, he really came through for me. He is faithful. He is faithful. And so you can talk to us in studio if you'd like to talk to him before ngimtetela namhlanje. You can call in and talk to us on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp Telegram line 0826572729. Our SMS line 37871. And you can send in your messages. Namanje nje singaqala nje unezwi for yena uBaba Munaheng unombuzo futhi. The lines are open for you. Now I see Pastor Blessing Mbonani, Apostle Blessing Mbonani, hello to you. Thank you so much for being with us. May the Lord strengthen you. Ngiyakubona uthukathele ulalele usekril. May the Lord be your strength. May he vitalize your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Babu Nelson,
yes,
there are so many things that we go through, and I'm listening to your journey that you never lost heart. You never lost heart. God spoke to you. There were other voices. Bezikhuluma okunye. But waqhubeka wabhala incwadi. Waze wakulethela ilaptop uNkulunkulu to show you that I am God. I'm not a respecter of persons. Angenzi lokho abantu abacabanga ukuthi ngiyenza lokhu ngithi mina kunguJehova ngifuna ukuthi kwenzakale ngikwenze. And so if ngithe into izoyenzakala empilweni yakho izokwenzakala. Akulethele ilaptop from nowhere. Uzambele train alethe ilaptop athi bhala kulaptop. Now so many of us siyakhathala endleleni. Siyakhathala, we get tired of even seeking the Lord, even believing what he says, because sometimes it takes, the journey is too long.
Yeah, you know what? The journey is not too long, I can say. Yazi uNkulunkulu usebenza kanjani? uNkulunkulu usebenza ngokuthi uzinikele kangakanani kuye, nokuthi umthemba kangakanani, nokuthi ukhula kangakanani. Those are the three principles uNkulunkulu azisebenzisayo. Khona abantu abangena manje in 2 minutes time they've received what they are supposed to receive. Khona abantu abaqala manje, it take them 5 years to receive whatever they are supposed to receive.
Yeah.
The problem is the growth. Growth level is not the same. So, mawunga khulu ezintweni lezi uNkulunkulu akunikeza zona, you'll never be able to obtain what is it that you're supposed to obtain. And normally when I go outside and motivate people, I normally tell them, ukuthi, it's not by a gift where you'll obtain life. It's by the grace of God where you'll be able to obtain life. don't depend on your gift. Then I'll be able to reach where I'm supposed to reach. You'll never, because it's all about grace. If God gives you grace, you'll be able to reach further, more than where you're supposed to reach.
Yeah.
But if the grace of God is not there, you'll be limited.
Hmm.
So it's important that we understand why abanye abantu bathatha a long and why abanye abantu bathatha short.
Mm.
It's because of they don't grow in the grace. As the Bible says, kuthi growing grace in his word.
Nabasitshela indaba la. Bathi kithina, Rome was not built in on one day.
Rome was not built in one day.
Yeah.
And uNkulunkulu izinto azenzayo kithi. He gave us as he was breathing the breath of life unto us.
Mm.
How thina we grow, it's what will determine how long we'll go.
So our growing depends on what?
How,
us being hidden in him?
Yes. And thina, we need to understand ukuthi uNkulunkulu lokho akufake kithi kuze sikhule kuko nokuthi sireceive whatever we need to receive.
Mm.
How far we need to grow.
Because
siyenza a mistake. This is the mistake we normally do. Kuyazi kufana nomuntu on a mali, wealthy person, on a mali. As athenga imoto because of his got money.
Mm.
Once you buy a car because of you got money, you'll never be able to take care of the car because of you got money.
Mm.
You can, you ungathola accident ibe beyond repair because the car is not in you. You know? So, uNkulunkulu ufuna izinto zibe kithi. So that you can be able to give back to them. That's why, Ati, everything that you need is within you. God has given us all things that appertain unto life and godliness. So if God has already done it, what is blocking us from receiving it? That is the question you should ask.
Is it what influences us now?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what influences us now to be able to reach where we're supposed to reach.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm writing a fourth book. At the current moment,
okay.
That says don't let your pain go to waste.
Okay.
So I'm explaining now more further about what I went through based on these books, because you cannot give what you don't have. It's impossible to give something that is not within you. You can only give what is inside of you.
What you have.
What you have. That's why Peter asks, to Peter, Ati, gold and silver I have, I none. But as I have,
I
shall
give.
You see, so you cannot give something that is not within you. It's impossible. That's why we need to grow unto things. You cannot do things because of you are able to. But if you grow unto them, they'll be yours. The mistake we do, Tina, sefuna ukuthenga izinto. We don't want to grow into things so that we attract them towards us.
Sure. Then how do we grow?
The word. The word is the key to everything that we need in life. We need to understand the principles of God. That's one. We need to understand the principles God has placed in men. We need to understand the different kinds of anointing God has placed in different people, because it's all about the grace that is within other people that is pushing you to a different level. You understand? Because umuntu omdala makayithe enganeni yakhe, you shall prosper. That blessing, that is a blessing, that is grace. Umama upa umntwana I grace to prosper. You know, he has spoken a word of life unto the child. Then the child will be able to prosper. The child will never understand, oh, why I'm so prospering like this is because of the word, the spoken word unto the child that gave the child a progress of growth and prosperity in life.
Are you reminding us also the importance of ukukhuluma?
It's very important. It's very important.
Everything
that you're facing. Yeah. There's where I've spoken about lagu, you are created for greatness, about be careful of how you talk.
Okay.
You know, you need to understand, your language is very important. It's not only by words, but the language you conduct those words is very important. The attitude towards or the attitude behind the words is very important. We need to understand those things so that you can be able to deal with everything that is around you.
May the Lord help us, because we miss it, even as his own children.
Yeah.
We do miss it at
we
times.
We do miss it at times.
And we miss God's blessings and even reaching the places where we ought to reach because we are missing him.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. 7487 are your numbers. Uthi Kimina, hi Sibongile, Bob Nelson is talking to me. Please share his details. Ibambe kancane before si share your details. Hello to your family.
Kosaza.
Baba.
Hey, ngithanda leli gama likhuluma umfundisi manje yena lokugcinela ukuthi ukukhula. Eh ukukhula kwethu thina abantu nabakaNkuluNkulu kunike lapha emabandleni nasezini likaNkuluNkulu. Ngoba lapha emakhaya emabandleni lapha nokufuna umuntu okwaziyo ukufida ingane ngezili kaNkuluNkulu.
Yeah.
Semakhayeni nje kuze izingane zikhule kahle nje kufuna zifitwe kahle, zidle kahle. Ya, uma sizaba sigcanye ukukhula kahle ibe namandla kahle. Nakaphele bandleni uma sifidwa kahle siyokhula emoyeni, sikhule nasemusweni, sikhule nasokwazini uNkulunkulu, kwazini uNkulunkulu. Ngimandala amazwi lawa asho umfundi. Kani mambo kwazini?
Kani mambo babu, umwamba. Wow. Uthi fanele sifidwe kahle ebandleni as well.
Yeah, ubaba uyibeka kahle lento ukuthi we need the word of God more than anything.
More than anything.
More than anything. In everything
it's
we can
wholesome.
Ever need. You know, the word of God is God. The word of God got financial situations in it where you can be able to deal with your finance, the relationships, children, your life, people next to you, you know, your job as a person. Guti, how can you grow and make a difference in every area of your life? The word got all those tools that you need. The only problem is ngibonile abantu abaningi, they don't want the word. You know, they want to be preached to, fail to receive the word themselves. Yabona ma ukhuluma ngokushumayela, people will jump but they will fail to read the word so that they can be able to understand it themselves. That's where the problem comes in.
Sure. We need to feed ourselves
with the
word. Uthi kuJoshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it ebusuku nasemini, nje throughout.
Then there's that part I like on the bottom of that one. Iti, so that
then
you may observe to do.
All that is in it. And bese kuya yapi futhi mayisuka lapho.
And be strong and be very
you'll be established.
You'll be established. Once you understand the principles of the word of God, you are done.
Yeah.
You are done.
Sure. All righty then. Ucele kahle wathi no ngicela ama details wa Babu Nelson.
Yeah.
Ngoba ukhuluma naye. You know, you're talking to all of us. You're talking to us. Masifuna ukuthi sizixhumanise nawe. Sikuthola kanjani Babu Nelson?
0796489976.
Ah, ka slow down ba umnaheng. Ah, wakichima ke. Wakichima bo.
0796489976. You can be able to also order my books via the WhatsApp or call me. And also you can follow me on Twitter, Author Munaheng.
Okay.
On Instagram, Author Munaheng. On Facebook, Author Munaheng Original. Then I have a YouTube channel where I normally place where I'm normally attending and put it there on so that you can be encouraged. Yes. And this is what we spoke about and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes. And in closure, sithini kuma family members.
Family members of Radio Pulpit. Oh, may the grace of God lead you to right things, you know. May you be able to understand the will of God over your life. May you see his calling upon you and the way you need to go and the direction that you need to take. May you understand his principles more than anything else you can understand in your life. Don't judge every situation as the devil is attacking you, but the certain things that are coming into your life to train you, to build you, to encourage you, to mold you, and to prosper you. Not everything is from the devil. Don't always say the devil is doing this to you. Some of the things are coming there to train your spirit, to train your mind, to train yourself from conducting certain things or situations around you. Because if you are not strong and courageous, you'll never be able to obtain or to stand against the devil, theological things that he brings normally unto us. So you need to understand what is it that God wants you to do. You know, mangabo sebandleni, you want the church to grow. Feed the church the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about that. Once you feed the church the word of God, it will grow. If you are youth, you're in a youth, you want to bring change, the only thing you can give to others is the word of God. It will change them. It will give them a new meaning, because the word, it brings change. The word is change. It will bring a new meaning, because the word of God is the mind of God. Once a person gets the mind of God within his spirit, the person changes, you know. So I want you to understand the will and the salvation that has been placed unto your life. Everything that you need is there. The only thing that you need to do is to be decided and follow the principles of God.
Wow. Follow the principles of God. For in it, because he is his word, we live, we move, and we have our being.
Yebo.
He is his word.
Yes.
So, gonke. Gutholakala lapho ezwini lakhe. Siyabonga baba Mnaheng for coming through to sharing your journey with us. We thank God for your journey because your journey ministers to my journey. Yingakho umuntu uzothi ukhuluma nami, ukhuluma ngami.
Yes, yes.
Nyazi ukuthi bakhona ufuna kubabingelela masinyane lapho.
I like to greet everyone in Heidelberg, in Swaziland. There's people who are listening to us in Swaziland and Botswana. I like to greet everyone in Botswana, Swaziland, Heidelberg, Johannesburg, I greet you all, and ngithanda ukuthi nje nikhule ningakhokhobi but niqine emseni wakhe. Yeah, uNkulunkulu uyathanda bafethu. Let us grow more into his word.
Amen.
Thank you.
The numbers again, Zagababu Munaheng, 079-648-9976.
Yeah.
079-648-9976. And may the Lord keep you. May he bless you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he give you his peace and good success as you reach to his people, as you go minister to his people. May they find him in you. As you have spoken to our lives, may he continue to use you to touch more lives, to heal, to restore, and to bring hope to others and strengthen them on their own journeys. Thank you so much for this awesome discussion that we just heard with you. And congratulations on your books and the fourth one that is coming.
Yeah.
What volume is it? Or is it a new one?
No, it's going to be a new one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he has written You Are Created for Greatness, Volume 1 and Volume 2, What Influences Your Life as Well. Siyabonga, siyabonga. A blessed one to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, family.
We thank God who keeps his word at all times.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.